Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. AFR is what you're listening to. We have 184 stations across the good old US of A that we own and operate, and you may be listening to one of those stations, or you may be listening on the app, on the American Family Radio app. Hey, does the fact that we've been down with our internet connection here affect our app at all, Walker?
Yes, it does.
So they can go to our app right now, but we're not there.
That's correct.
Because our internet connection is down here in our home offices in Tupelo, and Walker says that they're having AT&T, Comcast, and others are having problems.
Yes.
Across the country, other parts of the country.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I know we're having it here.
We haven't had. So it's not one of those attacks where
cyber attacks.
Yeah. Well, they broke. And I'm serious about this. This is no joking matter. Have you heard about this where they can blow up a nuclear weapon over the country?
An EMP.
An EMP. You heard of this?
Sure.
That doesn't even have to be
electromagnetic
a nuclear weapon. It's just a bomb that shoots out.
Now, but they have to explode it in the atmosphere, right?
Well, it depends on how far you want it to affect.
Yeah, the further up it is, the less damage it does. But what it is a nuclear weapon.
And this hasn't happened, by the way.
Right.
I'm just saying that this is a real
threat. It is a danger.
It's a real threat, a danger, and people are worried about this happening in our country at some point. Or in other places.
A nuclear weapon, a nuclear weapon does not typically detonate by hitting the ground, okay? A nuclear weapon detonates in the air.
They want it to. That's the plan.
Right, that's the plan. That's the intent.
That's what happened at Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Right. But if you go up even further, the nuclear weapon detonates and it releases an electromagnetic pulse, which they say can fry.
I'm not sure that a nuclear weapon and an EMP are the same thing. I don't think you have to deploy or explode a nuclear weapon for an EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, to take out things. There can be just a bomb-type thing that has very limited physical explosion, damage, TNT-type damage. But
I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure if you want to take out the Eastern Seaboard, it has to be a nuclear weapon. I mean, that's
all right.
But we can study
if
this.
If I'm wrong, I've been wrong two or three times in my life.
But national security experts, this is not. I was going to say pie in the sky. That's a terrible way to phrase that.
This is not a.
No, it's a real threat.
This is not science fiction.
It's a real threat.
This is a real
Congress
threat.
Congress has studied it.
Huh?
Congress has studied it pretty extensively.
Yeah, and when the Kim Jong Un fires these weapons, and he hadn't done one in a while. That's what's worried me is he gets closer and closer to, well, they say he has the potential to reach the U.S. now, and with the missiles, that's what you call them, right? Missiles. And so I'm worried. I that makes me think. What if one day he decided to do that? And of course, I don't know. They may not have that capability in North Korea yet, but
there's debate, and they're certainly getting closer and closer, and that's the reason.
Or Iran.
Iran as well.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio. Our apologies. Our app's not working. Our Facebook page for Today's Issues is not working as far as our live video streaming, nor is our YouTube channel. So we're shut out, except for this radio station, right?
That's right.
But we're here for the next 20 minutes or so.
Actually,
yes, Steve?
On the way over, I heard as I was walking out of the studio across the street, I heard that the internet was on the process of coming back up, which leads to the inescapable truth that the internet hates to hear Fred Jackson on Today's Issues, but it loves me.
Well, you can make that argument, and I see how you would, Steve. But let's see. All right. I
might be wrong. It might hate us both equally.
All right, but what do you got in the news?
Well, I tell you, I know I heard you talking about Nancy Pelosi's brilliant idea for crossing the border. Let me read you the exact quote, and then we'll talk about this.
This isn't a Saturday Night Live skit.
No.
This is something Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, former Speaker of the House, really said yesterday.
I believe
in response to what to do about illegal crossings at our border.
It was an interview she was doing with the Arizona Republic.
Okay, go ahead.
And she said, let's talk about where a more serious structure might be necessary, where fencing will do, or mowing the grass so people can't be smuggled through the grass. That's the border security that, and then she went on to just kind of technology.
Now don't throw things at the radio when I do this, people. I'm trying to give Nancy the benefit of the doubt for just a minute, okay? Let me ask you this question. Could she not have been referring to, and that's to maybe Bush and trees and stuff? You are laughing at me now, but I'm saying that really, thicket, woods. I don't know. I've never been to the border that are in large places along the border that do hide people. Now you're starting to snicker at me.
Well, it depends what she said. Huh? If she said,
Steve's laughing out loud.
No, I'm not. Steve, I'm laughing at Nancy.
Okay. Anyway, so
Walker's laughing.
Here's all I have to say.
Why are you
about
laughing
this?
At me, Walker?
If Democrats think a wall will not work,
right, mowing the grass.
I just got to say getting a bush hog out there will not work.
Okay, duly noted.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think maybe how she's thinking. But that's
I
scary.
Wouldn't do that if I were you.
I know, you're right. Go ahead, Steve.
There's so much in my mind that I can't say right now.
Yeah.
meanwhile, the first section of the wall is actually being put up. This is the first section.
Are we not going to play what she said?
We have no audio.
Oh,
I'd love to.
But she did.
I did quote her.
Say,
I wrote it down.
Right. Quote her again. We don't want to.
This is
Nancy Pelosi.
Mowing the grass so people cannot be smuggled through the grass.
You know, if I'm the National Republican Party,
I would
campaign,
put that on repeat.
I'm using that right there all August, September, and October. Yeah. Yeah, all over the country. This is Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats' answer to illegal immigration.
Yeah. This mow the grass.
Mow the grass.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Nancy. All right, Steve, what else you got?
Well, meanwhile, we are seeing the first border wall with funds that were allocated during Trump's administration. So this is actually what he's been asking for. However, even this is being mitigated. It's in the town of Calexico, which is right on the border. It's about halfway between San Diego and the Arizona border, so right kind of in the middle of that long border between California and Mexico. And it's slated to be about a 2.25-mile fence, and it is replacing a broken-down wall. So already we're not putting up a new fence where people are crossing. We're just kind of upgrading an old one. This is what the Customs and Border Patrol said about this. Although the existing wall has been effective at detaining unlawful crossings of the border, it's smuggling organizations have been damaging this and breaking down the wall, resulting in costly repairs. So this isn't exactly what I would call the first. I wouldn't want this if I was the guy that was advocating for a wall to keep border crossings down. I'd put it up in a place where border crossings were happening and weren't being stopped, but this is where apparently the wall has been fairly effective.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm in favor of the wall.
Any way you get it, huh?
And mowing the grass. I think this two-tiered approach,
well,
I thank Nancy Pelosi because I had never thought
of... You need curb
of,
appeal.
Yes, exactly right. So I thank Nancy Pelosi for bringing this
so
to
you
my
know
attention.
What? I agree with Nancy Pelosi.
There you go.
I agree with her.
There is commonality between
the grass.
Conservatives and progressives.
We need to mow the grass. We'll even mow the Mexican side.
Yeah.
Wow. I think we should mow the
Mexican side. But I think Mexico should pay for it.
Yeah.
Well.
Maybe Mexico can get a paper route to pay for it.
Yeah. Maybe Mexico can pay for it. But nonetheless.
They are starting to build a wall. Is that what you're saying?
They are starting to build a wall.
And I would just say we need some flower beds.
Yes.
Do some pine straw.
There you go.
You know, plant some bushes.
You don't want the real estate market to tank around there.
No.
In the middle of
Right
where the border is.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
All
right.
For sure.
All right. It's good to see the two political parties come together.
Indeed.
And
bipartisanship.
Bipartisan. This is bipartisan bush hogging. I like it.
Yes.
And landscaping, as Walker said.
The first thing about anything about Bush that the Democrats have ever been in favor of.
Right. That's right.
All right. An amazing moment.
I got that, Steve.
Thank you. An amazing moment yesterday when President Trump hosted these survivors from the Florida school that got shot up last week. So he had some of the kids that were from that school and some of the parents of the kids and some other concerned individuals into the White House for a listening session yesterday. It was truly remarkable. I really wish I could bring you some of the sound that they have, but I do have some quotes. Andrew Pollack is the father of his daughter's name is Meadow, and you may remember that I talked about the guy who was driving around with his phone with a picture of Meadow, says, "Have you seen my daughter? Have you seen my daughter?" Only to find out that she had died. And someone posted this picture of him with this phone, but he was wearing a Trump 2020 t-shirt. And the savaging that he got on Twitter because of that t-shirt was just unbelievable. Well, he was at the White House yesterday, and this is what he said. And this was, I think, is a tremendous statement. 9/11 happened once, and they fixed everything. I'm not going to sleep until this is fixed. And Mr. President, we're going to fix it. It should have been fixed after one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. So,
how did he fix it? What's his solution?
Well, he said there's another time and day to argue gun control. He says this isn't the time and place, not because it's too soon, but because it's too divisive, and you will never get anything agreed upon. So harden the targets. He's saying get people, make it more difficult for someone to get into the school. I don't know if it was him or someone else at this town hall said, you know, schools in Israel, I think he used Israel as an example, have one entrance and one exit. You come in through one door, and you can't get in the building unless you come in through that one door. But here in the United States, of course, especially in the South, where it's nicer weather and you don't have to have enclosed buildings, you might have 20 different entrances and exits from a school, you know. And
let me ask you this again, to my point. I agree that you perhaps can do more to harden the targets, as it were. But if you have somebody, this is not going to be the last school shooting, no matter what we do, because you have people who, you know, as I said earlier, nobody's told me what you do about 3 o'clock, school's out.
Right.
And they brought this up. Going home is just as dangerous as being in school. You walk home, and one father was there that told the story about losing his son about 50 yards from his front door. When he got,
but I'm just talking about, you have somebody who has a weapon and is angry or whatever, and they want to kill people, fellow students, and they can't get in the school, but they can wait till school's out, and you have all these kids going everywhere to their cars, to the buses, to the sports field. They're wide open. So I mean, what do you do about that?
What you seem to be saying is the problem is anger, is sin.
Yes. What I'm saying is all this wrath that's being turned at people like the NRA, for example, is misguided. I'm not an expert in this. Maybe you can do the universal background checks that they're talking about, Walker. I'm not sure. One or two things, maybe cosmetic. But short of taking people's guns away, you're not
all
gonna,
of them.
All of them. Which is not going to happen.
And ironically, sealing the borders so illegal guns can't get in.
Right. Yes. Then you're not going to be able to stop violence in America, absolutely, in any form. And as we see in Chicago, is often used, you have some of the strictest gun laws in the country, yet it's the most violent place in the country as far as big cities go. Why? Because you have bad people. And if you have gangs and so forth, you have drugs. So as long as you want to put the attention on the guns, like they're all doing in Florida, all these kids, like I said yesterday, why don't they march down to the prison where this killer is being held and hold up signs saying murderer? Why did you do this? This is, this is thou shalt not murder. Yeah. Why don't they have signs that do that? Instead, they want to, it seems like to me they're putting all this on guns. And the answers I'm hearing from a lot of these kids are not even caught. Take away guns, gun control now, love us more than you love guns. All these things, they're unconstitutional. Okay, we have the Second Amendment for a reason. And but you're not supposed to question these kids because they're crying, you know.
Right.
So your PR wise, people who are in a bad position.
Like Marco Rubio should never have gone on this CNN town hall.
Oh, that was
okay. What happened there? Marco Rubio, the senator for Florida, went on a town hall,
CNN hosted by CNN.
And
he got blistered. I mean, there are certain circumstances you go, this is lose-lose for me.
Yes, and that was it.
And that was it. You don't go on, because the emotions are running too high. It's your home state where this Parkland killing took place. And emotions are at fever pitch. You're not going to have a rational discussion. All you're going to do is look bad.
Yeah. Did he look bad?
The clips I saw, he did.
He ended up getting yelled at and called all kinds of vile names. But what we're learning is that this wasn't just an encounter, a random, honest encounter between the senator from Florida and people who were involved in this are upset, because CNN has been caught scripting the questions.
Now, they're denying it.
They deny it, but...
we have at least one student who said...
Colton Hobb is his name.
Said they what? Tried to give me the questions I could ask. I wanted to ask... What was it that this Colton Hobb wanted to ask?
Well, CNN... I'm quoting him.
They wouldn't let him.
CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up being all scripted. He said, I expected to be able to ask my question and give my opinion on my question. He says, I don't think... I don't think that it's going to get anything accomplished. It's not going to ask the true questions that all the parents and teachers and students have, because CNN is just wanting, they just want the fight. It's better broadcasting in their mind. It kind of the.
So the idea was that what you do is if Marco Rubio is in favor of the Second Amendment, Our friends are gets support from the National Rifle Association. His blood is on his hands.
That's in fact one of the questions.
Is that where they framed it?
One of the questioners said, "You're no different than the school shooter," to Marco Rubio.
Said that?
Yes. Yeah. And Jake Tapper sat back, let that go on. What he should have done is said that is unfair, but he didn't. Jake Tapper didn't say a word. Yeah. Another student tried to pin Marco Rubio down, say, will you agree right now never to take money from the NRA? Because the NRA was the one who shot
up
the school.
Was everybody in the room against him?
Just about.
I think so. Dana Lash, who was an NRA rep, she claimed that the people of the crowd yelled burner.
This is the mob mentality that will lead us into we will be North Korea. If you take the leftist ideas to the farthest extent, we will be North Korea.
Right.
But they'll say, no, we'll just be like China. Well, do we want to be like China?
Well, yeah.
No, because we'll get like China, and they'll say, well, we just need more control. We need more government control. And so the mob mentality of to them, they don't think Marco Rubio or the NRA representative, Dana Lash, should have a First Amendment. They would say...
Or
no,
a Second Amendment, for sure.
Yeah, they would say, no, the First Amendment only applies if you have reasonable thoughts and reasonable...
Kind of the Berkeley mentality
we decide whether you have the Constitution.
You're a fascist, Marco Rubio. So you don't. Right. Not only do you not have the Second Amendment, you don't have First Amendment rights.
Well, that's what progressivism is trying to do.
Couple
with the PC movement. Alan Dershowitz talks about
this.
Yes,
he's not a conservative.
He's the liberal law professor from Harvard, well known, but he's a true liberal. I'm going to disagree with him on politics a lot of times.
An old-fashioned liberal.
He's an old-fashioned liberal who believes in the First Amendment. More speech, not less. Everybody deserves to be heard, even if you disagree with where they stand. The new progressives, that's what they call themselves. I know, but I don't agree that their views are progressing, but that's what they call themselves. They, as you said, Walker and Ed, they're the ones who want to shut down conservatives primarily because our view of the world or of the Constitution is illegitimate.
Yeah.
Doesn't right. deserve to even be heard. Yeah. That's why they shut down Marco Rubio. That's why they shout down Dana Loesch and others. So that leads us to what you're talking about, yeah. Walker, which is ultimately you get in a place of one side controlling the speech, even though we have the First Amendment.
Right.
Go ahead.
We have we've seen these kids speak, and yesterday at the town hall was at the White House was a perfect example. These are intelligent kids. They have passion. They have very real hurt, but they are capable of an intelligent conversation. CNN scripted this thing, not just the one question, but they made sure that the people that were in there were going to provoke a very strong reaction. And I don't, you remember how much trouble Michael Vick got into for setting up dogfights. That's exactly what CNN did on a political scale. They set up a dogfight.
Oh, you're convinced they did do that?
I'm convinced they
well,
did.
Well, if this was the first time, I would say, well, we need to let the facts come out. But CNN is known for planting people in the audience who ask scripted questions approved by CNN.
But CNN, they hate President Trump, so anything they can do to make him look bad, that's their goal every day they get up and have their meetings.
You can yeah. tell huh? you can tell the questions that are asked whether they're genuine or not, mm-hmm. you know, because okay. At the White House, for example, the discussion they were having, you could tell the people were kind of having to stutter and think about what they wanted to say.
What normal people normally do in a situation
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, your typical person who's not a public right. speaker, you know, they kind of, you know, have a hard time getting their question out.
But at this
out.
Town hall, you're saying it was different.
Oh, it's very, very eloquent.
Scripted. Okay.
The it word just, usage is very, very high.
Yeah, it's it. I don't believe for a minute that it was an honest confrontation. Or, you know, so
Marco Rubio, does he go or not go on that situation? What would you advise him? Just don't do that?
No. Just in terms of politics?
Yeah.
I would have, if I was a staffer, I would have said, Senator, just say no. Just tell them you've got other obligations. We'll schedule something for you so you can't do it.
How about if you
don't
want to do an interview with CNN? I'll do a one-on-one
yeah,
interview.
That's yeah. fine.
Okay.
But there's no way to come out looking good in a situation
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, what's he supposed to do, shout yeah. down a kid who's crying?
Right.
Yes.
And then, exactly. Oh, you're beating up on the poor children
yeah.
who are only trying to say stop the madness.
Yeah. They right? lost loved ones.
Right.
And that is true. These you know, these kids
right.
who are from this school, this is traumatic. They're going to deal with this for a very, very, yeah. very long time.
But that doesn't
impact the logic of the arguments that are used on both sides.
But are the adults in this situation, I'm just asking, telling the kids that the NRA and the Second Amendment is to blame for why you're fellow students died.
Listen, do you really think high school kids knew any of this before?
No.
They might have got it from Comedy Central news programs.
Yeah.
This is this gray area where teenagers start to become adults and they start forming opinions and they get their opinions from people that they respect.
But you can't challenge them. If you challenge them,
no.
then you're saying, I'm not saying you, Steve, but I mean, so we're being told, well, these are kids who are 17, 18 who need to be heard. And then I say, okay, well, let's hear what they have to say. And then if you're having a town hall, let's have a conversation so that I can challenge your argument if I
right.
feel there's a flaw there. And you tell me, no, you can't challenge the argument because that kid's been hurt.
Well, the good thing is these high school kids will go to college
yeah.
where they'll get both sides.
Oh, yeah.
That's well, the good thing.
Right, Ed.
Optimistic right. Ed.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Steve Jordahl.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ed Walker.
Absolutely.
Sorry we weren't on the internet today, folks. Maybe tomorrow. See you back here then.